The US Senate rebukes Trump over Saudi Arabia, and space tourism moves a step closer. This is TRT World's daily news brief for Friday, December 14th. The US Senate has voted to end US support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen in a rebuke to Trump and Saudi Arabia, a longtime ally. The resolution also blamed Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Seven of the president's fellow Republicans joined Senate Democrats to back the measure. Yemen's warring parties have agreed to cease fighting for the Houthi-held port city of Hodeidah and withdraw their troops. The breakthrough came at UN-sponsored talks in Sweden. The next step will be implementation. If it's successful, it'll be the first major de-escalation in a war that pits a Saudi-led coalition against Iran-linked rebels and has brought ruin to the country. Turkey has carried out airstrikes on the northern Syrian region of Afrin after the death of one of its soldiers. The Ministry of Defense says he was killed by YPG terrorists. The incident came a day after President Erdogan said a new operation against the YPG in Syria was imminent. The suspected gunman who killed three people at a Christmas market in the French city of Strasbourg was shot dead on Thursday in a gun battle with police. 29-year-old Sherif Shikat died close to the area where he allegedly carried out his attack on Tuesday. And finally, space tourism is a step closer after Virgin Galactic successfully tested its vehicle high above California on Thursday. For the first time, the rocket ship reached the boundary of space some 80 kilometers above the Earth. So far, over 600 people have signed up for the ride, which isn't cheap, at some $250,000 for a ticket. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.